Om Shanti. So we have with us again Deepa Ben for the third step of meditation, Rajayoga meditation. So I'll hand over to Deepa Ben, but can I request you all to, especially the one sitting in the back, can you all come a little forward? Little bit. Four rows, five rows forward. Thank you.
Om Shanti, good morning. I'm sure you must be enjoying every moment where you are not only learning so many new aspects of practical spirituality, but also enjoying the interactions of our wonderful speakers, enjoying those moments of silence with yourself, and also the group meditation which we had yesterday, day before yesterday. And so we find that the time which we are spending here, we can just allow ourselves to, you know, use those little moments which we have even in the middle of the sessions, maybe just before lunch, after lunch, a little time where you can sit with yourself in the garden or maybe just in the meditation room, any place where you feel that calmness, and enjoy trying to reflect back on different aspects which you have understood and what you can start applying in your daily life. The Rajayoga meditation which we learn here is something which we need to practice daily in our practical day-to-day interactions, situations, our day-to-day responses to people and situations from outside. So everything which we are learning here is something which has a very practical side of it. And as soon as I start experimenting with this understanding, I experienced a lot of change in my own self. I experienced that journey where I start moving forward and start having much more clarity and control on my life. That is why when we talk about Raj Yoga, the word yoga, which comes from the word yuj, which means connection. And so when we say connection, it is connection with whom? Yes? Connection with whom? Connection first with myself, yes. Because we are constantly connected with our acquired self, physical self. But our connection with our innate self, the I, the within. So even you can very gently reflect that throughout the day, even when you are here, we can go back to the awareness of the physical self again and again, no? Naturally, yes? Where we remember ourselves as our role, responsibilities, our name, our family, the state we come, the language, everything. So that awareness has become so very deeply embedded in our awareness, in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our attitudes, that it becomes very natural. So for us to see ourselves, think about ourselves as a soul, there needs to be a little practice every day. So here when we sit at meditation, we are doing the practice. But throughout the day also, we have this every hour, a minute of silence. Some of you could have noticed that in the complex also, every hour there is a little song which is being played. And that song just reminds us to come back to that awareness of the self. Also reconnect to our source. And so this regular practice will only allow us to slowly and slowly sustain and nurture the awareness of the self. So our connection with our own self, which is so important, but then also we find connection with the Supreme. And allowing ourselves to enjoy this beautiful relationship with the Divine, with the Supreme. A constant experience of engagement with the Supreme Father in different relationships. And so we find yoga means this very subtle connection with the Self and with the Supreme. And automatically, because we are connected with the Divine constantly, we are allowing ourselves to fill ourselves with the unlimited calmness, peace, strength, understanding, which enables us to then see situations with a much more detached perspective, so that then we can move towards solutions. We've always had an experience that whenever our friends, our family has had a problem, they come up to us, they share their problem, maybe at work, maybe in the family, maybe something else. And what happens? They are upset about something, they are stressed about something, they are in pain. How do we respond to them? We listen to them, and then what do we say? Yes? Try to solve their problem. Try to calm them down and tell them that, don't worry, everything will be okay. Just like yesterday, Shivani Ben was saying, we give that healing. And so we find that that is what we have to learn to tell ourselves throughout the day. Every moment, whenever there's a situation, I can tell myself that yes, everything will be okay. And as much as I'm able to remain in the connection of the Divine, remember the Supreme with me, experience His companionship naturally throughout the day, I become detached. I'm able to see the situation with a detached perspective. Because the companionship of the Supreme allows me to remain unaffected. And that is why in our daily spiritual study we use these words. The Supreme guides us about remaining sakshi, detached. But for remaining detached, I need to be experiencing the Supreme to be my companion, sathi, sakshi. And so we find that this constant engagement, this loving communication, heart-to-heart conversations with the Supreme is yoga. So otherwise also our mind and intellect is engaged somewhere or the other. Yes? Yog to hamara hai hi. Hai yog. Koi na koi vyakti, vastu, vaibhav, paristhiti se yog hai hi. We are always connected. Yes? If you check, you'll find that your mind and intellect is constantly involved. It's constantly engaged. Jab hamare man aur buddhi ka yog us param pita parmatma se ho jata hai, us param shakti ke saath hum man buddhi ki tar ko jodte hain. Jab us man buddhi ko us sadhana ke dwara hum us param shakti ko yaad karte hain, then it is Raj Yoga. तो योगा तो हमारा है ही कॉन्स्टेंटली. हम योगी तो हैं ही, क्योंकि कोई ना कोई व्यक्ति के साथ योग है, कोई ना कोई परिस्थिति के साथ योग है, कोई ना कोई बात का चिंतन है ही. सो वी आर कॉन्स्टेंटली इन अ योगी स्टेट ऑफ माइंड, बट विथ पीपल, विथ सिचुएशंस, विथ सम मटेरियल एस्पेक्ट. यस. एंड येट व्हेन वी आर हैविंग दैट इन कनेक्शन, that communion with the Supreme, then we call it as Raj Yoga. Yoga, connection, Raja, which means king. So I need to become a king of whom? Kis par rajya karna hai? Self par. Swa par rajya karna hai. And so we find that we start experiencing very naturally, very gently, this sense of calmness and stability, where I am much more in control of my sense organs. I no longer need to suppress them. That is why when we use this word control, sometimes it's a little misleading and we feel that a meditative lifestyle means we need to keep suppressing ourselves. Ye nahi dekhna hai, ye nahi bolna hai, ye nahi karna hai. But we find that as we start allowing ourselves to enjoy our own awareness of our true nature, the seven virtues which now you must be remembering very naturally, yes? What are those seven core values of the soul? I am a peaceful soul. I am a happy soul. I am a wise soul. I am a pure soul. I am a blissful soul, I am a loveful soul, I am a happy soul. So we find that these virtues, when I start experiencing them, accepting them as my nature. Yes? So even though we remind ourselves somewhere very deeply within, the acceptance is missing. And I say to myself, yes, I think I'm not so peaceful every day. I'm not so calm throughout the day. And so this sense of rejection which is there doesn't allow us to hold on to this awareness. But as I start accepting this as my nature, I am a loving soul, I am a peaceful soul, and holding this feeling, this awareness throughout the day, then I've become much more in control of my sense organs, my physical sense organs. I'm able to guide them, I'm able to channelize them in the direction in which I want. इसलिए योग से हम कर्म इंद्रिय जीत बनते हैं. We start gaining victory over our sense organs. And then even the subtle sense organs, the sense organs of the soul, which are called as the subtle sense organs or ज्ञान कर्मेंद्रियां. स्थूल कर्मेंद्रियां, physical sense organs of the physical body, the costume. और ज्ञान कर्मेंद्रियां, या ज्ञान इंद्रिया, इज ऑल द सोल, द थ्री फैकल्टीज ऑफ द सोल, द माइंड, द इंटेलेक्ट एंड द संस्कार्स. सो व्हेन आई एम एबल टू बी मोर इन कंट्रोल ऑफ द माइंड, व्हाट हैपेंस, आई बिकम गुड फ्रेंड्स विद द माइंड. द माइंड स्टार्ट्स लिसनिंग टू मी, यस, एंड आई स्टार्ट लिसनिंग टू माय इनर वॉइस. सो देयर इज अ सिचुएशन which is a little chaotic, maybe there are some emotions of stress or maybe anger which are evoked, and yet I can come back, I can talk to myself, and somewhere within this spiritual understanding guides me that let me be calm, let me just allow myself to remain stable, everything will be okay. I will express this, I will communicate after some time. Let this person express and complete their conversation, I will express later on. And so we find that as much as I am aware of my true nature, I am in connection with myself, I start becoming very good friends with my mind, and I start listening to it, understanding it, and guiding it, channelizing it, nurturing it, taking care of it throughout the day. Yes. So constantly, like we saw yesterday, we are always absorbing something or the other through our sense organs. Lot of information, lot of understanding. And whatever we are seeing, hearing, reading, all that information is automatically allowing us to create our thoughts and feelings. They create our belief systems, and then we start thinking, feeling, understanding on that basis. And so we find that with this constant spiritual study, I give a lot of pure and powerful thoughts to my mind. There's a storehouse of powerful, elevated thoughts which I give myself. And so I'm able to pick up the thought which is necessary for the situation. And then I find that I can allow my mind to move from ordinary to extraordinary to elevated, empowering thoughts, elevated thoughts. So it's a journey. So I am able to talk to my mind and be in much more control to be able to channelize the mind. Today when we complain about our mind, that our mind is disturbed, our mind is not getting focused, the mind doesn't listen, you know, so somewhere it's not a very good relationship with the mind. No, we are not sending the right feeling and vibration to our own mind. No? I can't keep complaining and blaming it for everything because I am the one who is creating the thought. So I stop blaming and I take responsibility to create those thoughts which will calm my mind, strengthen my mind, keep it happy, keep it light, keep it energized. And so I am in much more control of this faculty of the mind. as every day I start applying the spiritual understanding in my daily life, my spiritual wisdom increases. And so the intellect is able to understand why things are happening. Again, yesterday we saw the three steps. Understanding to... Yes, Shivani Ben was sharing with us. Understanding to... Acceptance. Acceptance to... Healing. Empowering. Yes. And so we find that the intellect has the power to understand. So every day our spiritual study, because the most beautiful thing of a Rajyogi lifestyle is the student consciousness, that I am a godly student and every day I need to learn. I need to have more insights, I need to learn and I need to unlearn. And so our daily spiritual study enhances our wisdom. And it's just not 1 hour which we listen, but then it's the other 23 hours where we are practicing that wisdom. We are using those that understanding, those inputs, that sharing. And as we start experimenting with that, we experience. And then we go back. Okay, this didn't work, so maybe we need more clarity in this. And then it's a daily communication with the Divine. Yeah, this is what was guided, and this is what we did, this is what we experienced, this is what we want. And then in the next day of our spiritual study, we have more clarity. So the intellect enhances its spiritual understanding every day. And the more I understand what's happening to me through a situation or maybe an interaction or maybe a relationship, what happens, the more I understand, the more easier it is for me to respond to that situation. And so the intellect enhances its understanding, its capability to relate to the situation and be able to be an observer. Trikal Darshi, which we saw in the first session. So I'm able to see, understand the past, the present, and see how, if I respond in this way, how will I be able to nurture this relationship in the future? Or maybe it's a situation, how will I be able to take care of the situation in the future? And so the intellect is more powerful, more divine. And then we find that this regular meditation helps us to start experiencing these virtues and qualities as our nature. So today we find that many of our weaknesses are more felt as our nature, because they are constantly influencing us. No? The irritation which I have, the subtle ego which I have, that subtle feeling of insecurity because of lack of self-esteem. So those negative tendencies, those limitations, those weaknesses, which we call as deeper level as vikar, those are so much at a daily level influencing my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, that is what I see as my nature. So when I go back to my, hometown, you know, maybe on Tuesday, or maybe if you're traveling tomorrow, you know, what happens? We leave this awareness and then we come back to that awareness and we start feeling that, well, all these virtues are good, but that's not what I am. So I feel that, no, I am a little short-tempered, and then I am, always stressed, I'm a little restless, I have this ego. So somewhere that has become our nature, is felt as our nature, because we've been using those sanskars more and more. Now, what will happen is that every day with this regular meditation, the awareness of these virtues as my nature will become natural. I will start feeling these virtues as my nature. And so I know that, yes, I still get angry or still get upset, but that's something which has been acquired temporarily. What's my true nature? I am a peaceful soul. I am calm. I am patient. And using this virtue, I visualize how I can deal with this situation next time. I got upset, I got angry, I reacted. But then in that moment of meditation afterwards, I visualize myself dealing with the same situation with the awareness that I am a peaceful soul, I am a calm soul. So what happens the next time when the situation comes? Yes, I will be more encouraged to deal with it with calmness. And I visualized myself, so I am able to maybe reproduce or do it accordingly. And then yet again after some time I will be a little impatient, I will be a little upset. So it's a journey which I will enjoy. But I will start experiencing and accepting my true nature as my natural sanskars. And so this control over my inner sense organs, my innate faculties will become more experienced as I regularly meditate. I'm much more in charge of my life. The basis of Raj Yoga meditation, the basis of remembrance of any individual also, the first aspect is that I should know that person. I will ask you to remember my very loving sister Krina Ben. So if I ask you to remember her, you will say that, well, you have not met her, no? You have not interacted with her, you don't know her. And so it's only when you have interacted with her, met her, been introduced to her, that you can remember her. And so we find that without introduction, it is difficult for us to remember someone. So we need to be introduced, we need to know the person, the introduction. And so in the similar way, when we talk about the remembrance of the Supreme, I need to know Him as He is. His true introduction. And so till now we always felt that maybe this is the Supreme, maybe this is the Divine, maybe this is the Higher Self, maybe this is the Supreme Father. So we had different understandings. And we always wanted to believe that someone of this surely is the Supreme. But we never had the true introduction. And we say God is truth. So through Raj Yoga we have the true introduction of the Supreme as He has revealed Himself, which is understood and accepted by all. And so once we have the introduction, we know exactly how we can connect with Him. He's a spiritual parent, so the parent of the soul. And so what happens? Because He's a parent of the soul, His form is also subtle. The soul is subtle, the Supreme is subtle. My physical parent, I'm a physical being, human being, so my physical parent will be also human being. No, the child and the parent will have the same form. So my spiritual parent is also a being of light, a point of divine energy, supreme in all virtues and qualities, my spiritual parent. And so the true introduction of the Supreme is needed. The second is relationship. So to remember someone, I should have a relationship, but as I experience closeness and intimacy in that relationship, remembrance becomes easy. Yes? Yes? Some of you would have maybe just met each other on the first day, Thursday or maybe Friday. Yes? And some of you would be very good friends today. Yes? Interacted. Someone yesterday was talking to me about the whole room being very close to each other. And they had a group which they have created. I think Raj Rishi Bhavan, if I'm not remembering, it's 41. And yes, so all the group, they together post photographs and everything together. And they're very well connected. And they never knew each other on the first day. Yes? And so we find that as we start getting connected with someone, we form that closeness, that bond with that person, what happens? Remembrance becomes easy, natural. So our relationship with the Supreme. So till now our relationship was more a little formal, yes, where we had a lot of respect for the Divine, but that experience of closeness was missing. Humne kaha ki aap malik hain, hum sevak hain. Out of respect and regard, it's very, very beautiful and it's very important for us to feel in that way. But when we talk about our relationship with Him, Malik aur Sevak ka sambandh aur Pita aur Bacche ka sambandh, Balak aur Pita ka sambandh, which is more closer? Much, much more closer. More right in that relationship. No? It's so close. How close you are to your child and how close your child is to you. Yes? And then there could be people who are supporting you, your support staff at home, your one who drives you, the one who maybe takes care of the house, maybe in the office. So you do have a relationship with them, but naturally their experience of closeness is different. But when you talk about your own child or you talk about your own parent, the closeness is very deep. And so this closeness of our relationship with the Supreme Father, where I experience Him as to be my spiritual parent, the Supreme in different relationships, yes? Each one of us has had so many wonderful relationships. So as our parent, as our father, at a physical level, when we remember our physical father, what is the feeling which we experience? Love. What else? Protected. You feel so secure. Yes, that there's always someone to be able to go to for guidance. Someone to solve any problem which we have. Yes? So whenever we are in a fix, we are in confused, we have someone to solve. And so we find that we connect with the Supreme as our Father. Supreme Father. Param Pita hai. So we always have this experience of protection. Sense of deep sense of security. Where we are in the canopy of blessings of the Supreme Father. Experience of the special bond. When we remember our mother, what do we feel? A loving mother. Yes? Love, unconditional love, care, compassion, best friend, yes? Guiding us, always available. Tasty food. nurturing us, you know, taking care of us, nurturing us. The care which is always constantly being provided, unconditionally, always being available for us, yes? And so in the same way, when we experience the Supreme Father as being our mother, nurturing us, healing us, whenever there is a situation where we are experiencing that pain or sorrow within, as a spiritual mother, the Supreme Father is healing us. The Supreme is healing us. When we experience Him as our friend, our parents are also friends, but yet we find that there is a special bond which we have with our friend. No? Someone whom we can express our feelings. Yes, without any hurdle, without any thought. Yes. We don't want to give a lot of burden or concern to our parents, but to our friend we can say anything. No? Yes. What else? As a friend, khuda dost hai. Non-judgmental. Share everything. Share a heart. Yes. No inhibitions. Yes. What else? Empathy. Constantly empathetic. Best companion. Always trusting. Yes. Yes. The feeling which a friend gives that I am with you in every situation. I am available. I am there. Yes. And so in the same way we experience the Supreme to be our friend. Our constant companion. Who is constantly there to listen to us. And so any sort of, you know, restlessness is there. Any sort of feeling of pressure is there. Any sort of, you know, feeling of burden is there. Or we didn't like something. We were upset about something. We can just share. Share to the Supreme as our true friend. A loving friend. And as soon as you start sharing with this friend, what happens? Because this friend is also the ocean of love, also the ocean of strength, what happens as soon as you start sharing with this friend? Yeah, you feel better. His energy allows you to calm down very easily. And then you start smiling at the same situation. Because you are able to become an observer and see the situation. And then you start smiling. And then you feel very funny that, oh, why did I get so, worried about it or upset about it. And so we find that this friend very lovingly calms us down in silence also. Without speaking a single word, he says a lot. He gives us that love, that calmness, that silence, which we feel so light. And as we have this relationship with our friend, we can share everything from our heart. Even sometimes complain to him and say, this is not working, why did you do this, why did you do that? You know, whatever is in our heart, you know, our feelings, our emotions, he's available to us. He's our best friend. Khuda dost hai. In this physical world also, in this world, if we know someone very closely, who is in a good position somewhere, maybe he's somewhere in the government, maybe he's somewhere in the police, maybe he's somewhere in an organization, you know, we have this feeling of, pride. And you know, we have this feeling of authority and we always tell someone, oh, you have any work in the police? Don't worry, my friend is there. I'll tell him. Yeah, he will guide you. He'll give us the right guidance. Yes? We have this feeling? Do we have that sense of bond with the Supreme? Where we experience that closeness? Where we feel that our closeness with the Divine is such that if anyone has work with the Supreme, he is our friend. Yes? He's the one who's always our constant support system. Constantly with us, guiding us. And so that authority that I will tell my friend, he will be with you. And then my teacher, and how is he teaching us? Yes? Through different situations, yes, every day. In so many situations where everyday life is teaching us. And so if I experience the Supreme, that bond with him as a teacher, he will guide us how this situation is actually teaching me, making me stronger, making me feel more powerful, more clarity. So those difficult situations are better teachers to us. Yes? Yes? Yes. Because it's his responsibility to guide us at every moment. So every day, our spiritual learnings which we have through Murli, we call it the flute of knowledge. So it's those daily versions of the Supreme where he is teaching us so lovingly. And he repeats this lesson tomorrow again, the next day, because we don't learn so easily, no? And we keep repeating the same mistakes, and yet, as a very patient teacher, he keeps guiding us. Our beloved, our life partner, our soulmate. So we find this very, very close relationship with the Supreme as being our true life partner, who is always constantly, eternally with us, our soul mate who understands us and loves us at every moment. And so we find that the second step, as we found that as we develop this closeness of this relationship with the Supreme and we experience that deep love for him, and that love which we experience, which is a sharing, you know. God loves us more or do we love him more? Shiv Baba loves us more, yes. And as we experience his love and are able to share our love with him. Yes. And so where there is love, what else follows naturally? Where there is love? Happiness, okay. Where there is love, there is contentment. Where there is love, there is remembrance. Jahan sneh hai, wahan yaad hai. Wahan yog hai. Jahan yog hai, wahan sayog hai. Yes? So where there is this experience of love which you have for your child, you're constantly naturally remembering them. Where your child has love for you, it's constantly naturally remembering you, no? As mother, father, constant remembrance, natural remembrance. A child comes up and tells you that, Mummy, Daddy, I love you a lot, but I'm unable to remember you. My mind cannot focus. I'm not able to remember you. Will you accept that as love? Yes? Will you accept that as love? Yes. So where there is love, there is natural remembrance. And so as I experience love for the Supreme, there is this remembrance. And where there is love, what happens in the world also we see, like you love someone, you love an actor, or you have love for some sports personality, or any artist, what do? The fan following, what do? Yeah, we try to follow them. Maybe the hairstyle which they have, or maybe the type of clothes they wear, or you know, something or the other to be like them. And so the more love we have for the Supreme, we follow Him. We want to be like Him. Yes? Bhagwan ko manne wale bane hain. Bhagwan ki mante hain. Bhagwan ko to mante hain. Bhagwan ki mante hain. So where we have love for the Supreme, we start following His guidance. What He wants us to do. How He wants us to think. How He wants us to speak. How He wants us to respond, behave, act at a day-to-day level. So where there's love, we start obeying Him with love. And the fourth aspect of basis of remembrance is attainments. We enjoy the experience of His companionship every moment. So the attainments at a day-to-day level are there. Very small little situations where we remember Him and experience how our perspective towards the situation changed, and we were able to deal with it with much more calmness, with much more strength. I remembered Him, and somewhere, most of the times, there's a magical experience of a solution, which could be there, but we didn't notice it. And so every day, such little miracles, experiences, wonderful, joyous moments of companionship will be enjoyed by you every day. And there are so many experiences which maybe you, each one of you also has, but now you can enjoy them better because every day that communication and sense of engagement will be there. So till now we felt that, oh, we can connect with Him, and means we need to just ask Him everything. That was the feeling. Bhagwan se mangna hai. Ye de dijiye, wo de dijiye, wo kar lijiye. But now we find that we have a right to all His virtues and qualities. We have a right to His availability also. In our daily spiritual study, the Supreme very lovingly offers and says that you just need to remember Me, I am there. I am with you. Now what happens as soon as I experience the Supreme as my companion in that situation, what happens? Because my awareness shifts from the situation, worrying about the situation, and that experiences of companionship with the Divine. So what happens? I shift from that awareness of being involved in that situation to being able to experience my companionship with the Supreme, and then seeing the situation with a much more detached perspective. And so as soon as I'm a little more detached, what happens? Like the same situation which belongs to my friend, you know, to my family member, you know, my brother, sister, someone, or my friend, then what happens? I'm much more detached. And so I'm able to understand the situation better, see the reasoning why that's happening, maybe then try to, you know, lovingly guide my friend or my family member and help them to move towards a healing experience or a solution or a much more better situation, better position. And so we find that becomes easy because I'm detached. Now, as soon as I experience God's companionship, that detachment comes. And with that, I feel Because I'm connected and I feel His energy of strength, wisdom guiding me. And that sense of strength, you know, it comes, gives me that sense of deep strength and security within that, yes, I'll be able to deal with it. Everything will be fine. And yesterday, as we saw, as soon as I start thinking in this direction, what happens? Yes, everything will be fine. I'll be able to solve it. The Supreme is with me. He's guiding me. His hand of blessings is with me. So as soon as I start creating these thoughts, what happens? What happens? I am connected back to my own potential which I have. And there's been years of experience where I've dealt with maybe even more difficult situations than that. And so I can reconnect to that potential within maybe the people who are with me, my network of support, and things become more easier. And every day when I start enjoying such experiences, what will happen? When every day I can create such experiences, sort of miracles, what will happen? Yes, faith and what else? Faith in the self, faith in the Supreme, but more faith in my own self. And then more enthusiasm, more encouraged to enjoy that companionship more and more. And so we find, yes, more energetic. And then I find that this becomes easier for me. This becomes much more practical for me to experience that joy, that companionship, and see the same situation. So somewhere the Supreme is going to give us the power to solve the problem. So He is not going to do anything. He is going to just help me to do it. But connection with Him reconnects with me to my own originality. And so these attainments which I experience every day, in small little situations, we don't have to wait for big situations to come to remember Him. Every moment we experience that engagement, that constant companionship. And those little experiences which we are having every day, they become, you know, so strong in my own self, my own experience of my own life, that automatically I feel that I am empowered, I am blessed. And these four aspects then make it easy for me to meditate. Now, meditation as such, the method, if we see, actually, there cannot be a method. I mean, who taught us to remember our parents? Did we learn a method? Yes. Who taught your child to remember you? Was he trained? Was he taught some method? Yes, it is natural, no? Remembrance is natural. Even in a journey of life, a remembrance is so natural between the child and the parent. You see, a little child, the child who's been born, where the child is not able to express yet, you know, through any of its organs. You know, it's so young, it's so a little baby. And yet when it comes into the lap of its parents, what happens? It's so comfortable. And when you just hand it over to a stranger, what happens? Restless. The child is restless. So we find that that bond which the child has to the parents is so strong, even though it doesn't express. But that comfort, the, you know, involvement which it has with its parent, with its mother, with father, can be experienced even at that young age. So the child soul is remembering vibrations. And so we find there also it is natural. And so for me also it is natural to remember our spiritual parent, our spiritual father, our mother, our life partner, our very close friend, Khudados. So it is actually natural, but for a long time we have been in the awareness of ourselves as a physical identity. Body consciousness is natural. Yes? Body consciousness has become natural? Yes? Yes? What do you feel? Body consciousness is natural or soul consciousness is natural? Body consciousness. Now we are learning to make soul consciousness natural. But till now, It was so easy. And till now also, I mean, it's my personal experience also, all of us yogis also, it's so very easy to go back into that awareness of the self. Deha abhiman or deha bhan. So one is the ego of the body. Maybe we can go beyond that, but still the image consciousness is still there. And so we shift in that awareness very soon. Yes? If you gently check, you find you'll shift in that awareness. So because of that awareness of the physical being, of the physical self, that image consciousness is so strong. Because of that, it becomes difficult for us to connect with the Supreme. And so we just learn the method in the beginning so that we can shift our awareness to soul consciousness and then connect. So learning the method then helps us to practice this. But after some time, it's just like driving. So when we learn driving, after a week or 10 days, then what happens? Yes, then we have to practice, no? And then in the beginning, what we do? We are not so comfortable to drive, you know, a long drive or something. So we try to practice in our own area, maybe in early morning or maybe in the late evening. We ask a friend or someone to be with us, yes? And during those practice sessions. And after some time, I'm more comfortable and I drive every day. And then maybe after a few months, I can take someone to a long drive also, maybe to the city. And after some time, if someone gives me an exposure, I can go on the highway driving. And then maybe a few years, regular practice, someone enjoys driving, drive anywhere. Yes? So it's a journey of regular practice. Yes? Now after you've now been driving for years, do you remember the instructions which you learnt? Yes? No? Then how do you drive? It has become natural and unconscious. Yes, in Mumbai many times we see rushing to your office. So the person is sitting in the car and he has already has some breakfast with him. Yes, a sandwich maybe. And then there is this earphone and so he's speaking to someone, he or she is speaking to someone, trying to plan something, and then there's music also which is on in the car. And so who's driving? It's unconscious. Yes, subtle. So it's become your reflex action, it's become a part of your nature now to drive. In the same way, meditation. So now we find, oh, we need to sit down, we need to move in this direction. So in the beginning, it's like these guided commentaries are helping you to practice. This music, the guided commentaries, it's like that little child who has started walking. So what do we do to the child? We hold the child's hand, no? And then after some time, maybe give it a walker. So the mind is being held by these thoughts in the commentary and they are being guided. So in the beginning, we need to take support. But after some time, what will happen? The little child? He'll start running, yes? In the same way, when you have this beautiful bond and relationship with the Supreme, and then if you're able to constantly keep in touch, have this little daily study every day, where we have so many wonderful creative thoughts for meditation, every day. And so that regular spiritual study will then make meditation very easy, natural for you. Just like driving becomes natural, meditation becomes natural. And then you can remain, you know, in an active daily life, active day at work, but internally a meditative state of mind. Somewhere, when you have those moments, you can sit down. But otherwise, throughout the day also, there will be this natural connection. So let us see very quickly the steps. The first step is withdrawal. Withdrawal of the mind and intellect from the outside. And so, it's like disconnecting for some time. So we are used to this. Whenever you're focusing on one aspect of your work, there's one decision which you need to make, and there are so many things which you have to do throughout the day, no? You have this schedule. And yet you need to, in an hour, maybe take a decision. Because something has to move on. So what do? You disconnect from all the other issues and you focus on that issue. Yes? Yes? It's natural? It's natural. And maybe something else comes up from the other issues. But what do? You say, okay, I'll deal with that after an hour. I'll finish this and come back. Yes? And so you consciously disconnect from everything else and focus on one. In the same way, the first step is disconnecting from the outside. The work, area of family, issues, whatever is happening in our life at that moment, all our roles, responsibilities, our routine, our whatever, maybe aspects which are maybe troubling me, for some time I take a break. I take this moment only with myself. And as I come to the awareness of my own self, then I shift my awareness from my physical self to the inner self. Why? Why do I need, like we see in the image, when we have to allow two wires to be connected, what do? We remove the rubber. Why? Why do we remove the rubber? Because the flow of energy, current will pass through the copper wires, no? If the rubber is there, then it blocks, no? That's the insulation. So in the same way, my flow of energy from the Supreme will come to the self, the inner self. So the wavelength has to match. Yes, I am in body conscious, the Supreme is naturally soul conscious. So the wavelength doesn't match. So the first step of withdrawal from the outside and then from the awareness of myself as a physical self to the inner being. The second is contemplation. So it's more like a meeting. You're planning a meeting with someone today in office. So when you plan for a meeting, what do? First of all, you fix the venue. Where will you meet? Maybe in your office, or maybe that person's office, or maybe in a separate place, maybe in a hotel, or maybe somewhere else. Yes? Venue, what else? Agenda, what will you speak to that person? What is the aim? The time, yes. What else? Yeah. Preparation, yes. Then whether the meeting is formal, informal. So you wear your clothes or you're dressed accordingly. Then the language. Suppose you have an international partner, so maybe he doesn't understand the language, you need an interpreter with you. In the same way, it's planning a meeting with the Supreme, with the Divine. And so the venue. Now, what is the venue of our meeting? Yes, the best venue where we are not disturbed is the world of silence. Because we go beyond the awareness of ourselves as a body, and so our relationships, roles, responsibilities, we are able to go beyond easily. So that's the best venue, the world of silence, our sweet silence home. My home also, my spiritual home. Okay, then what is maybe the time which we fix in the present? What is the agenda? Agenda of this meeting? Yes. To connect, experience love, experience strength, whatever is your personal agenda at that time. Whatever you want to experience. I mean, there it's a storehouse of all virtues, what you want to experience. What is the meeting, how do you be dressed? Can you travel through your physical awareness in that world of silence? No. The body, the matter doesn't travel there. So it's only the energy. So I come back to the awareness of myself as this being of light, as a soul, and travel through that awareness. How do I communicate? What is the language? Through my thoughts. The language of love through my thoughts. And so we find that as soon as I start remembering the Supreme, I start thinking. So when I'm meditating, I'm doing the same thing which I'm doing throughout the day, thinking. But my thoughts are being channelized where? Within and to the Supreme. Throughout the day, we are channelizing our thoughts more in the outside, work, people, relationships, responsibilities, everything outside. Here I'm channelizing within, with the self and then the Supreme. So the self, then the world of silence where I need to see myself, travel there, and then with the Supreme. And we find that as we start experiencing this journey, connecting with the Supreme, this regular connection or regular engagement slowly helps us to experience moments of focus, moments of concentration, of stability in that remembrance. So these other two steps, concentration and realization, are experiential steps. The first two steps, withdrawal and contemplation, are action-oriented steps. So that's what I need to practice every day. Concentration and realization will come naturally. It's like driving, so I keep practicing and then I will have more control over the car. We feel more in control. I can manage, I can maneuver, I can have a brake easily. So as I keep practicing, I feel much more in those moments where I can have that deep sense of concentration, lightness, happiness, and then realization. Those moments where I am free from the awareness of a lot of thoughts. I just merge into that experience. And so we find that every day recharging is important. So it's recharging my inner battery, the soul's battery, every day, where I'm connecting my mind and intellect with the higher self. So when I'm charging my mobile, what do? I connect it with the charger and then I allow that charger to go into the electrical source. And the two pins enter, no? So we find here also we connect our mind and our intellect with the Supreme. What does the mind do? It creates a thought and enjoys the feeling. And what does the intellect do? It's the eye of the mind. Man ki aankhein. You see, I am seeing through my inner eye. I'm asking you to remember your children. So you're seeing them. But how? With the physical eyes? You can see them with the physical eyes? No. But through your inner eye. When I ask you to remember your child, so you think about your son or daughter. So as soon as you think, what happens? The thought creates a feeling. So the mind creates a thought, feeling, and the intellect visualizes. Which works first? Did you see first or did you think and feel first? Simultaneously. You think and you immediately see. Yes? It becomes simultaneously. आप सोचते हैं बट मेरा बेटा बेटी वो प्यार की महसूसता और देखना साथ साथ हो जाता. So that's what we do in meditation. So we use our mind and intellect to the Supreme, connected to the Supreme. So I'm constantly thinking. So the guided commentary is giving me thoughts. I'm feeling those thoughts and I'm also visualizing. The more I'm able to feel and visualize, I enjoy my experience of meditation. So what happens to me and a Raj Yogi lifestyle? What's the difference? You don't need to wear white. It's just like in the centers when we come for the regular Murli class. We found most of the Sevadharis yesterday in white because when they come here, they want to enjoy that experience of a godly student life. So this is like a uniform which we have. So they use that. But when they go back to their workplace, this is the uniform which you're wearing, you know, colored clothes in their workplace and all that. So you don't need to change anything from the outside. But inside, many things change. So what changes is, my old pattern is where I'm more, you know, attached to that physical awareness. And as a Raj Yogi, I remind myself again and again that I am this beautiful being of light. So soul consciousness starts being experienced, you know, in the beginning, little drops of time, but slowly and slowly those drops of time increase, and so that moments of soul consciousness start increasing throughout the day. What happens is, till now I always felt that those weaknesses which I had, that was my personality. Yes, my role, my responsibilities, my achievements, yes, but these weaknesses, so I'm this, I'm that, but now our vocabulary within will change. So I will start connecting with my true nature. My virtues and qualities are my nature. That is, those weaknesses are still there, but they are acquired in some journeys. But this is what I really am. This is what I am. My negative feelings and emotions, the negative thinking about the self will be very less. And so, negative thinking for others also will decrease. Because it decreases for the self, it will decrease for others. Positive thinking for myself increases because I remind myself again and again that I am a peaceful soul, I am a loving soul. So what happens then? Positive thinking towards others also increases because I see them also as beautiful beings of light, as children of the Supreme. And so that positive feelings for them, thoughts for them start increasing. What happens because, you know, positive starts increasing, what happens? My energy, my time, my thoughts which were being wasted decrease. Worrying becomes very, very less. And so a lot of time becomes available to you. I'm sure you must have heard of some experiences by some of the speakers also and individually also those who are meditating for a long time. They have more time. Why? Because a lot of waste moves away. And then we find that we start understanding how I can channelize my thoughts, my understanding, my words, my actions. I'm much more in control. So till now we always felt it's automatic. Someone said something, so I was upset. Someone did something, so I got angry. The situation is so difficult and so I got disturbed. And so I always felt that all that is automatic. What's happening here is automatic. But now I feel more in charge. That no, I have a choice. I have a choice to think, I have a choice to feel, I have a choice to speak, I have a choice to respond. And so we find this Rajyoga lifestyle will help me to be more easy in every situation. These three lessons of meditation are incomplete. So we have the full 7-day meditation course, and so when you go back, you need to go back to the center and complete that. Because there are three important concepts which are with this. We have one concept which has been cleared in the sessions on the meditation, the spiritual powers which we get through meditation. Radhika Ben had taken us through the 8 powers. But with this, Yog Shibir, which we say, these three important sessions on the self, on learning meditation, we have Gyan Shivir, in which we have these three very important concepts. The concept of the cycle of time, which is the present moment now. Where are we heading on? The Supreme has revealed to us the cycle of time through the symbol of swastika. So understanding the cycle of time, the Srishti Chakra. The second concept is to understand the seed of the Supreme Father is a seed of all religions. And so the tree of life, where we see the Supreme as a seed and how this seed, the creation of the tree. So the same cycle seen as a tree so that we can connect with every individual from different religions. The seed is the same. And the time has come back to return to that seed and have this very natural awareness for everyone as a spiritual parent, as a spiritual brother. You know, the parent is there and so we are spiritual brothers. So no matter what color, what religion, what background, what belief system is there, every individual you can connect with as a brother soul. And so this concept of the tree of life, Kalpa tree, where in Shastras they talk about the Kalpa tree as being the tree which can fulfill all your desires. So you sit under the tree, you have a wish and your desires get fulfilled. So the secret of that Kalpa tree, it's symbolic, but what is that secret? And the last lesson is of the karma philosophy, where I understand that I have a choice. So destiny is not just a chance, you know, which I have. It's just not handed over to me, but I have a choice to create my own destiny. The situations maybe which have happened to me are not my choice, but how I create my life in future, in the present and future, it's my choice. And so that karma philosophy as revealed by the Supreme. So once you complete the course, it will become much more easier for you to sustain this as a lifestyle. Also, we have our daily Murli sessions every day in the center. So once you connect to the center, you connect to the sisters there, they will guide you. In the beginning, some of these Murli sessions, the words would be such which we don't use in our daily life. In our daily, you know, the Hindi which we are using, or maybe the concepts which we are using, are not something which we can relate to in our daily life. So maybe sometimes when you hear the words of the Murli, you'll not be able to understand every word or every aspect. So the sisters will take you through few Murlis separately, but then once you start connecting with them, that language and the concept behind that, you will experience that daily connection with the Supreme as a teacher. Yeah, every day you start experimenting with something, you have a question, and the next day Murli will offer the answer. It's a beautiful experience of godly student life. So I'm sure when you go back, that you will experiment with this and enjoy these last moments of, concepts of the 3-day meditation course which is left, and also then start experimenting with Rajyogi lifestyle. Let's have a few moments of experience as I take myself beyond the awareness of my physical costume. Through my mind's eye, I see the beautiful light again. I cherish these moments of being with myself, enjoying the silence outside. And through my mind's eye, I see this beautiful light. I, a being of peace. And as I enjoy this calmness, the sweet silence within, I accept this as my nature. I understand that I don't need to search for peace from the outside. I can connect with my own nature of peace whenever I want. It belongs to me. I am a peaceful soul, the child of the ocean of peace. And as I allow my mind to travel to my spiritual parent, my loving father, mother, I travel to the world of light, my sweet silence home. And in this silence here, I enjoy this bond of love with my spiritual parent. Through my mind's eye, I see the divine light. Sweet Shiv Baba, who like me is also a divine spark of energy, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace. My spiritual parent, this deep sense of belongingness with the Supreme, where I enjoy His blessings, His love. I experience God's hand of blessings over me. I allow God's pure love to fill my heart with this deep sense of security that He belongs to me. And He's always with me. Whenever I remember Him, I can naturally experience His presence, His availability to strengthen me, to heal me, to support me. I can enjoy this companionship naturally, constantly. Allowing God's wisdom and strength to fill my mind and heart. Feeling loved, feeling so secure in His canopy of blessings. Feeling blessed, I come back. I return back to the awareness of my present, to the hall where I am seated. Om Shanti. Lots of good wishes for a wonderful stay here and travel back. And I'm sure you will surely go back and continue your course and experiment with this beautiful lifestyle. At least for a month or two. You know, try to remain engaged and then you'll really have wonderful experiences. Lots of good wishes. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.